Hi, I'm Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Sarah, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
Hi, I'm Jen. I am playing Lorraine Rainey Taylor, and she's just a weirdo.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play Spencer Palmer, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
So we're assuming that that this is Jacqueline's backpack? Is that what we're assuming? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you what you assume. Lucas, how do you feel about this?
Lucas doesn't really know any of these people.
Okay.
He's more interested in finding out about the felt, though.
Oh.
Feltware.
All right, so if it's Jacqueline Romero, obviously we can't talk to her. We could talk to Bernice King. I don't know what new information she would have for us. I guess we could confirm whether Jacqueline is here. Maybe?
It's too bad we don't have the bag, because then we could try going to her place and saying we're trying to return it. I suppose we still could say that it's at their arcade.
I wonder if we could get the bag back.
That's what I was thinking. I can just go talk to the guy.
I don't think this guy wants us to talk. He was a dick.
I'm going to go see if I can get the backpack back.
How is you going to get the backpack back?
I'm going to go up to the manger door and I'm going to knock on it.
Oh, the door is knocked upon and opens up thusly. What's up, little dude?
Hey, that backpack?
Yeah?
We're going to go return it to the person that it belongs to. We figured it out.
That's not how Austin Found works. And he closes the door.
I put my foot in the way.
He closes the door on your foot and it hurts you.
No, it doesn't. I have good shoes.
He's got farm boots.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he looks at you and says, "Okay, kid, you need to go before I ban you."
Oh man, this guy's mad with power—the power to ban kids from the arcade.
Look, that thing's probably taking up a lot of space in your Lost and Found.
Not really.
We can go ahead and take it off your hands and just go take it to the person that it belongs to.
That's not how Lost and Found works. Tell them to come.
What?
You can drop her name. No.
What if, and I guess Lucas can't hear this.
Yeah.
What if, I mean, I haven't talked to him yet. I could just go up and say I'm, Jack Roberts?
Yeah. I guess that could work.
You can try it.
What's in there in case he asks?
I think it's empty, or maybe it has a note in it.
It's got the quarters that I took.
Y'all took the quarters. I think all that's left in there
is the flyer.
And then, of course, you know, little shit at the bottom, paper clips and pennies and stuff that, you know, fall down at the bottom. And then you look at the end of the day and you're like, I should clean that out, but I really don't feel like it. And you never do.
And that's what I'll tell him.
Just some, I don't know. That flyer from the pastor.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I don't know, just some random junk at the bottom.
That's probably good enough. Here, somebody hold my backpack.
Theo holds the backpack.
All right.
Now, I know who this backpack belongs to, and I'd like to go return it to them.
That's not how it works, kid.
That doesn't really matter, though, does it? If I know who it belongs to, I can just take it to them.
Or
it's like a lost and found delivery.
That's not how lost and found works. Tell the kid to come up here and get it themselves.
What if they don't know where they left it?
Then
has that never happened to you? You've never lost something.
If you know who they are.
That's how lost and found works, is you lose it.
Yes, and then you think, maybe I have it here. Or your friend isn't being weird and just tells you, hey, your things at the lost and found here, because I don't know if you're their friend. You could be their enemy trying to sabotage their life like Christine Fiorello did to me.
Well, I'm sorry, Christine Fiorello. I'm sorry, Christine Fiorello broke your heart. That's a terrible thing, guy. And I can tell you, just by knowing you, just the limited time that we've had here talking to each other, that you're a good person. You deserve better than that. And wouldn't it be great if you had lost something and one of your friends returned
told
it
me
to
me where it was so I could get it? Yes.
And then you know, if I lost something and someone told me where I left it, I'd ask them, why didn't you get it for me?
And then I would tell them, oh, because they won't let me get it for you because I could just be anyone.
Look, my dad reads the paper all the time. And he says that we have only just barely recovered from this recession and that the gas prices are still too high. I can save this person their money by just taking it. It's on the way to my house.
If they're a kid, why wouldn't they just use their bike? That's not saving them any money at all.
What if their parent drives them around? Not everyone can afford a bike, Mr. Small Business Owner.
He's the manager. But once again, using words he's heard.
He looks at you and he says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take advice from a guy who bangs sheep? Is that what that smell is?
No, it's goat smell.
Oh, sorry, my bad. A guy who bangs goats.
All right, I'm going to swing on him.
Whoa. Ooh. Spencer was on his way over. I'm going to slow down when he sees that.
We get into shenanigans.
We do get into shenanigans.
I beat up a hippie.
True.
One, two successes.
You punch him in the face. He turns back to you. You busted his lip. He's bleeding. But he did not go down.
No more Dragon's Lair for Lucas.
And, he pulls out...
Oh, no, he's been banned from the arcade.
He pulls out the Polaroid.
I slap it out of his hand.
Gonna go full murder hobo.
Wow.
Lucas is just man working.
No, I miss.
I was gonna let you try anyway. It has one of those, like little sleeves that you put your hand in, you know?
The hand strap.
Yeah, the hand strap, yeah. So that it can't be slapped away, but...
Just gonna psh, right to the door.
You try and avoid it, but he takes your picture, and he says, "That's it, banned." And he says, "Get out before I call the cops." And he goes and he puts your picture pinned up behind a glass case.
Walks past the door. I push into the door and I go to the lost and found.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm gonna steal the bag.
He sees you do that. And now he goes back to the door.
Spencer's head is in his hands.
He goes back to the door and he locks it with the double bolt so you can't get out now.
I wonder what's taking him so long. Is it that long to convince him? You think he'd find out by now if he was going to get the bag or not yet?
Do I have the bag in my
hand? Yeah, I don't know.
You have the bag in your hand, but you're locked inside. And there's no windows.
I'm not locked in here with him.
He's
locked in here with me.
Are you seriously?
He's not locked in there with you. He's on the other side of the door now.
What, so he's out in the arcade?
He's out in the arcade because he was hanging up your picture for the band. And then you went in there, and then he closed the door behind you and locked it.
Wait, so his office locks from the outside?
It locks from both sides. It's kind of
so
like
I can
my,
unlock it from my side?
No, it's kind of like my lock on the front door where it takes a key on both
to
sides.
Lock the inside to, or yeah. The outside.
Well, you're locked in there with you.
Because yeah.
this stuff.
Because they have to do that because sometimes they have delinquents like you that they have to lock in there till the police come and get you. Which he is now going behind the prize counter to the other phone and calling the police on you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and rummage through the lost and found then.
Okay, you find it. And you find some other things, too.
Start throwing it in the bag.
You find a switchblade.
This is how this works.
And you find...
This is how lost and found works. You find, kept saying it.
You find switchblade.
This belongs to me.
You find cocaine.
Whoop, nope.
Do you know what it is, though?
It's a powder and I was playing a ton of arcades. We've already been established that, and that is at the beginning of every single arcade
no,
game.
No, it just says winner don't do drugs. It doesn't say these are drugs.
These are the drugs. Be sure to know what they look like so you can
and
avoid them.
That's part of the drug education program of the 80s.
True, they did identify what drugs look like.
Very, very aggressive war on drugs campaign.
Mm. So there's a couple of other things in
also,
there.
So what would I have any need for a sack of flour?
To bake a cake.
No, I live on a farm and I don't know how to bake.
Flour into
there's
the
a dirty magazine.
Yep, that goes in the bag.
There's
know how that works.
there's a wallet with no money inside.
Is there an identification on it?
Nope.
Oh, that stays here then.
While this is happening, I'm gonna run and find Rainey and Theo. So Spence hurries up. He's like, shit.
What? Did he not get in the bag? Where's Lucas?
I didn't get a chance to ask because Lucas started a fight with the manager.
What?
Pretty sure that manager started with him, just to be honest.
Okay, well, Lucas is the one who punched him in the face.
What?
So now he's locked in the office. Come on, let's see if there's a window.
Around on the backside.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess we go out the back door. Mm-hmm.
There is no window.
Shit.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. But if the police get here, they're gonna confiscate all that stuff before we get a chance to look at it. Maybe somebody can distract the manager and he can push the empty backpack under the door. Is there enough space for that?
No.
Old buildings that happens.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
This isn't an old building.
Well,
look,
don't react like it's 2019 and everything is immaculate. All right.
Me and Theo might be able to distract the manager, but how are we gonna get Lucas out of the office?
We boost his keys.
Can we be that distracting?
I don't know.
Yeah, if we, I have an idea. Come on.
Theo goes with Rainey.
Okay, so which way does the door open? Does it open out into the arcade?
It opens.
Into the
room, yeah.
Okay. I'd like to roll a tech tinker check to remove the hinges.
Okay.
To remove the pin from the hinges so I can just take the door off of the
That's cool. Awesome.
Okay.
I guess you could probably do that with the switchblade.
Mm-hmm. Two successes. One for each hinge. So now I can just push the door off because there's nothing really holding it on the other side.
It takes a little bit of strength, but it...
Okay. Go for it.
Okay.
I do it.
Okay.
Because he did roll already.
He looks at you and he says,
"Removing the hinges, though."
He says, "Oh hell no."
I'm taking this back to who it belongs to. Now run.
Roll for move.
Okay.
Better run.
Sorry about your door. I'm gonna head out the back.
And your face.
Okay.
Sorry about your door and your face.
That's just a bunch of ones and twos.
Oh, what a perfect roll for you to get tackled by a grown-ass man.
He's touching me! I start screaming.
I don't think that's a thing yet.
I still do it. Stranger danger. He's touching me.
Everyone just kind of looked because he's the manager. And they're all just a bunch of kids.
Randy runs inside. She jumps up on the air hockey table. And she starts going, "We are paying too much for arcade games. 25 cents per play? 50 cents per play on some of these? That's insane. Unfair prices. Unfair prices." She just starts, like, trying to rile a mob.
Roll lead.
Okay, I got 3 on heart, so here we go. Nothing in lead. I got a 1 success.
Nice.
I got 1-6.
You get a couple of kids to start doing it, but mostly the kids are like, "No, no, he could ban us if that's the case." You don't get much traction with it, but you do get some people who are going along with it, and he leaves you alone now, and he looks at you and says, "Get down from there!"
I run.
"Make me!"
And he looks, and you're much smaller than him, so he grabs you, and he just grabs you and sets you down on the ground.
Oh, well.
Huh. Hadn't thought this far.
I don't know. I was wondering if I wanted to, like, try and
squirrel into the crowd and start chanting.
Well, why is it that when any kind of adult is involved, the first thing that we always end up having is just chaos.
Hey, I'm Steven, the DM from the newly launched Not Quite Heroes podcast, a real-play D&D 5e podcast set in the world of Aventhyr. Join us as our band of unlikely adventurers uncovers the secrets of this world built by a collaboration of creators from many of your favorite podcasts. You can find us at notquiteheroespodcast.com or on your favorite podcatcher such as Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NQHPodcast to keep up with our latest updates.
Hey listeners, hope you're having a great day. Matthew here to do a quick announcement. We'll be at Dragon Con 2019 in Atlanta. Look for DM Jonathan each day, but on Saturday you can find Jonathan, Matthew, Jen, and Brett sporting our new shirts with the new logo. New logo? Yep. As of the launch of this episode, we'll be sporting a new logo designed by Brett with a teeny bit of help from me. Now keep an eye out for it at Dragon Con and be sure to say hi to us. And that's it. Back to the show.
Well, anyway, so Lucas is now not being tackled on the ground anymore.
Yeah, no,
Lucas
he's already run.
Yeah.
Are you ran?
Yeah, he ran. All
right.
Oh, okay.
Went out the back.
I kind of look.
He's still
did
got
we
the...
see that? Did we see that by any chance? Did maybe. We see you run out the back? But
you don't see anything because you see a flash of light go off in your face.
Gotcha. I was gonna try and distract him before that happened. Oh,
what
God,
about
he's using flashbangs?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I got hardcore. Theo will just be like, I guess maybe since he wasn't involved in all that, maybe he'll see that Lucas got free. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We can see that he ran.
Yeah.
He got the bag.
Yeah.
I guess Theo Ryan would be like, Rainy, get down from there. Oh, no.
You hear another scream while all that's happening.
Whoa. Okay, I got to track that down.
Okay.
Theo will, like, get up to manager, like, you hear that? That's what we're talking about.
He looks and he says, are you part of this, too? What
no.
are your kids doing?
The scream. Did you hear that?
Is that? Are y'all trying to rob me? He quickly takes a picture of you with the Polaroid.
No. No.
Technically speaking, yes.
No, that was all lost and found.
But
that's how lost and found works. You come and claim it.
You did. The owner comes to claim it. I don't know.
He doesn't know who the owner is. As far as anybody knows, I'm the owner.
But you're not because you said you were.
Told him you
because
were.
That's
no.
why this was going to work.
Oh,
and
no,
Spencer had come in and been like, oh, yeah, my backpack's in there. He would have been like, what's it look like? And you would have said it because Spencer had seen it and been like, oh, yeah, here you go, kid. Thanks. Instead,
now I'm talking about all the other stuff, not the backpack now.
But you've still stolen something that is not yours. He can't.
As far as Lucas is concerned, this is Animal Crossing Lost and Found.
Also,
this is mine.
Also,
this is mine.
I guess I should have said the other stuff wasn't so much just Lost and Found as Lost and Found was also in the confiscated box, so it didn't matter.
Anyway, I guess Theo was.
Theo is now blinded.
Oh no.
I'm going to try to go. Is he shooing us out or
no,
he takes
right,
a picture?
Right, well, he's trying to shoo you out.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Theo's distracted him with that, now he's like overwhelmed and he just can't wait till the cops get here because he's got several fires to put out all at once.
He's lucky I didn't start an actual fire.
I thought that's where one of them was going to go with it.
No.
Was like stripping the
Lainey is
protective
a weirdo,
layer.
not the troublemaker or whatever the
yeah.
other class
yeah,
was.
Yeah, the other one was troublemaker.
She's shoplifted a little bit, but she didn't feel good about it.
She felt bad. That's what makes her not a troublemaker.
Yeah.
You guys are all troublemakers.
Now we are.
He shouldn't have called me a goat fucker, and this would have never happened.
Well, no, he shouldn't yeah. have.
Well, to be fair, he called you a sheep fucker, and then you corrected him.
Yeah, because we don't have sheep.
Which I don't think, like...
Why is that the part that you got upset about?
Yeah,
because he loves goats.
Hold up.
He's a proud tradition of goat farming.
It was a trap. I just needed him to say my trigger word.
Goat fucker?
Oh! since he's a little overwhelmed, Rainey's gonna take off towards the scream.
Okay.
Yeah, what's Vince doing in all of this?
Oh, yeah, he went when the scream went off, he took off.
Okay.
When it went off.
There's a little,
I guess, like, once he was blinded, like, he'll just, you know, I don't know, does the guy try to, like, keep him there or anything?
The guy tries to keep you, push you out.
Oh, okay.
Like, the guy's just like, y'all need to get out. All of you. All you little
all
poodles.
Y'all.
Okay, Theo will just go ahead and, like, let himself, like, get out of there since he can't see for a little bit.
At the other scream, there is, all that's left is a couple of quarters and a fanny pack and a piece of felt.
Same color felt? Oh, God.
You all right?
No. Okay. Slightly tanner.
Slightly tanner felt.
Slightly tanner.
I pick up the felt.
Theo's going to rub his eyes and be like, what is it?
More felt. And they call it fanny packs always.
At least over here in the States, they're called fanny packs.
Because I also...
They're called bum bags across the...
Right.
They are.
Because, are they really?
Bum yeah. bags. Because
fanny is vagina.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And a fanny pack. Here, put it on.
Well, Theo's got like his eyes up, sort of. I mean, his hands up, rubbing his eyes. So.
Well, I'm just going to put it on Theo.
We got to go. We got to get out of here. Me and Theo have already been banned.
He puts that on Theo because he's wearing a backpack, so obviously he wouldn't also have a fanny pack.
Is Luke still in the office?
He ran.
The door is off of the hinges. There's just a gaping hole where it was.
What did he do? We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go. Lucas!
Run out the back.
Right as y'all run out the back, the sheriff comes in to the front door.
Oh, God.
And looks around. And goes to talk to the manager.
God, that was close.
Once they run like a half block down the road. Do they run into Luke? Lucas?
I don't know. Lucas, which way did you run?
And, out of the back to the left.
Which way did y'all run?
Left. I don't know.
Then yes, you run into
I ran out of the back and then I scaled the building.
Bam!
Did all you guys just get banned from the arcade?
Yes. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for Lukey, but me and Theo did.
Theo's just gonna be like, what the fuck is this? And he looks down at the fanny pack. And he'll like unzip it and look and see what's inside.
Inside, there is the following.
Oh.
One inhaler.
That's it?
No, there's more. I was just waiting to see if you'd do anything with that.
One brick of cocaine.
One inhaler, one of those tiny little flip notepads with a pen, and one... Shit, what is the thing I'm trying to think of?
Describe it.
Slap bracelet.
Yes, thank you. I was like, I couldn't think of the word bracelet, and I was like, it's the thing, and you slap it, and... It goes from straight to curve.
God damn, I love those things.
Yeah, and...
I had one that lit up, I remember.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yep, and then there's also a little action figure in there.
Action figure of...
Deputy Sheriff.
Yes, of Deputy Sheriff.
Based
from
on the popular...
From the popular TV show.
Television program.
Westerns and Wagons.
Yeah.
Fun fact, one of my original ideas for this was to be called Northwesterns and North Wagons.
Anyway, I guess if that's everything in the bag, Theo's going to be like, ugh, a lame bag full of lame shit.
Well, who's it belong to?
And Theo will open up the little notepad and sort of flip through it and see if there's anything written inside.
There's the name, Leon.
Leon.
Yes. Yes. Leon Bread.
You're terrible at this.
Trying to Kaiser Soze him?
There's no fucking bread in here!
His name is Spatula Steak Knife.
Look,
Private Eye.
I am almost certain that I've heard the surname Bread before. Okay? It's not like I named him like Wit Bread or something. Or it's not like it's a pun. It's a...
Theo'll just be like, this notebook says Leon Bread in it, but they could be writing about somebody, not necessarily about themselves.
Oh no, sorry. Did you say the notebook?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I meant on the little tag inside the thing.
Oh.
It very clearly belongs to Leon Bread.
The tag says Leon Bread. But what's in the notebook? Because he is flipping through the notebook.
The notebook's just little doodles.
Doodles.
Little doodles, mostly of like, you know.
His favorite Westerns and Wagons characters.
Yeah, one of his favorite Westerns and Wagons characters.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff, Sequug, mm-hmm. Big Paul.
The classic.
The classic Big Paul. Slither.
But not Lico and Josiah because they're lame.
And Nilvom.
Is this a kid's show? There's demons and murder.
Yeah, but like it's like G.I. Joe kid's show.
Leon Bread. Anybody know Leon Bread?
Have they caught up with me?
Yeah, I thought we were having this conversation when we caught up with you.
Yes.
Oh okay.
You're there.
Contact?
No. They keep trying to talk to you and you just keep going.
I don't know
back
anybody
to the
named. I don't know anybody with that dumb name.
Well, I asked a question, but I'll roll it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain from rolling for now, so because I don't know if Theo would know this lame person, plus he knew these other three people, or two people from earlier.
That's a 6 and 3 ones for one success.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
You don't know Leon.
Whoa.
But you do know a Daryl Bread who's in your class, and you're pretty sure that Daryl has a younger brother.
Wait, I don't know a Leon Bread, but I think I know a Daryl. Isn't his last name Bread, the one in our class?
I guess.
And I think he's got a little brother.
Their sister is Wanda. She was the first. After that, the dad was not allowed to name any of the other children.
That's fine.
Anyway, Brett.
Brainy shrugs. I don't know.
I doubt I'd know him.
Do you know where he lives?
Do I know where he lives?
You do not.
Mm-mm.
Y'all know where Bernice King and where Terry Woods live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was there any kind of connection between the victims?
I know Bernice and I kind of know Jacqueline, but I didn't know Leon.
And Leon wasn't even in our class, so...
Yeah, it's probably a bit younger if this is his bag.
They both had quarters in their bags.
And they were in the arcade.
Yeah, so everybody kind of had quarters.
Yeah, I'm going to rummage through the backpack that I have successfully.
There's a flyer in
there. So there's a flyer, and then there's the other shit you put in there.
Hey, that bag didn't have stuff in it before.
There was some stuff in the lost and found that I claimed, because that's how it works.
I don't think so.
This is all my stuff.
Right.
Why did you punch the manager?
He was being mean.
Well, I didn't tell you he was an asshole.
This is true.
He had it coming.
I would have punched him, you know, but I decided not to.
So they left felt behind both times.
Yeah, what is that about?
I'm going to take out both pieces of felt.
What are they shaped like, the felt?
They're just wads of
felt. But when you unwad it...
Oh, they're shaped like a heart.